Morning. Mincha is at 6:42. Mincha Sheish Arvim Vishayim. Shantris Vishavis Vishwana.
Good morning, Rabbi. So next mitzvah we're doing, mitzvah number 12, mitzvah mezuzah. There's an interesting thing mentioned about mezuzah. We know that all the mitzvahs have a certain school to them, but we do them nonetheless. We do mitzvahs l'shem shamayim because the Baruch Hu gave us a tzivui to do mitzvahs. Nonetheless, the mitzvah mezuzah, the Gemara says that the mitzvah mezuzah is a skula for shmirah in the house. Like not some bab meiser, where it says some made up or something. The Gemara says it's shmirah for school in the house. The Rambam said, of course, we do the mitzvah. We don't do it for the shmirah aspect because it was supposed to do it because of good brachos and mitzvah. He gave a command to do it, but nonetheless, the Gemara does say that ma'ila to it. So this is a very good lulish mar, where he said to motivate a person to get good kashrut mezuzahs. Right? You said the Gemara says when you want to buy tefillin mezuzah, you have to go to mumcha. And right, so Rishu just mentioned we have a Shin Dal Yud written on the outside of the mezuzah. The Gemara says Shomer Dalsos Yisrael. Shin Shomer Dal Dalsos Yisrael Yud. In any case, to get kosher mezuzah, boy, say it is not enough to look and see what the person looks like. He has a long beard with payas, and he seems to be really love your shamayim. Looks very beautiful, very aesthetic. Must be a good mezuzah.
The guy just told me on the plane around it. Somebody deals with school and thinks marriage is about America. He brings to the second. He says there are people in there in the business, they're showing more.
I know firsthand.
Still today.
Sure. I can tell you stories of boys that are making hair standing in them. I know firsthand from film mezuzah that what people do in this business. Because people don't know, and it might look aesthetically pleasing to them, you know, beautiful, and they'll buy it and they charge. I can tell you literally for hours stories about this, boys, which is not worth it for this year. You said you have to go to Mumcha, a person who is, you know, that is a Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim. No, it's halachas. Halachas of mezuzah are numerous. It takes years to learn them. And for a person to be a Mumcha, there are very few. Even the Gedolei Poskim, in our generation, every generation, there are only a handful that know these halachas well. Pass them. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Avraham wouldn't pass until Hilchastam. Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss wouldn't pass until Hilchastam. It was sent to Mumcha at that time. Today, the Rabbanim that are experts, are considered experts in the world, experts today, you can count on one hand. We're saying not on two hands, on one hand. Wow. People, a Gedolei Olam, Gedolei Torah, because it's a very specific mitzvah, it's very specific, there's a lot of details in the halacha. Not saying a person like, can say from Svora. One detail, if you don't know it, then it can be completely puzzle. And it's not something you would know from Svora, because these all are details of the halachas, which are passed down generation to generation. Therefore, we say, it's important to, when you go and buy these things, go to a personal mumcha, don't rely on your own judgment, or people, or rabbanim who aren't experts in the field. And the rabbanim should have the, and even say that it's not my field, go ask someone like Rosh Hashanah, because send other people with an answer, and help us out. So, in any case, everybody say, that's important. And as we say, we have this low shema, you know, you've probably heard stories about people have things about going in their house, check the mezuzah, fix it up, and everything got better. I have a chavrusa, and I can encourage them to write down the stories where I save eventually about it. Okay, that will suffice for the time being. And as I said, the halachas are numerous, and if you want, you should make sure you have a mumcha, there's an expert in these things, to know where to get from. Next halacha.
What kavanah is supposed to have?
Pardon me?
Kavanah? When you're walking through.
Kavanah if you're walking through. So the Rambam says a person is supposed to remember Yichud Hashem. The mitzvah is there to remind us that Hashem, what it says in the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the two parts of Kriyishma. The person has to remember that briefly as he walks through the door, have it in mind, and it's when the person walks through the door. That's not the Kuba, the person can't do this without any Kavanah whatsoever. However, that's it. Added to remember what it says, the two parts of Kriyishma as the person walks through. We can remember the basic idea in a split second. And that's what a person should try to be aware of as he goes to the door.
How to put it up?
The basic instructions on how to put a mezuzah up. Okay. Once you get a kosher mezuzah, Beis Hashem. So it has to be in the upper third of the doorpost. Take a ruler, measure it out, the upper third. It can be up to 10 centimeters from the top, anywhere in the upper third from 10 centimeters to the top. It can't be closer than 10 centimeters from the top. L'chachila, it should be in the first part of the upper third, it's the lower part of the upper third of the doorpost. We'll say a doorpost is 2 meters 10 210 centimeters high, make it easy. So the upper third is after 140 centimeters. And you put it in the beginning, like say 150, for example, and that's mamash lechatchila mehudar. Should make it interesting enough, everybody said, this thing people know, should be the closer it is to the outside, the better it is. It should be a tevach hasam lechatchila. And therefore, if you have a wide door post, for example, you have a thick wall. So if you want to make it look aesthetic, they stick it in the middle. Like, say this pillar was a door post. Okay, this pillar here. So what would they do? They would put it here, right? Make it look static in the middle, right? That's wrong. It's supposed to be a tefach of some of the chutz. It should be closer, as close as possible to the outside. No, it should be over here, right? At the beginning of it. People have been backing off, they see that that's where they put it. That's where it's supposed to be. There is one sheet that's the kuva. That has to be a tefach, the tefach, one tefach to the outside. But we don't pass it like that. However, that's where it's supposed to be. So that's the basic criteria. Make sure you have it by sign. Have cases that it should be exposed to the sun, to wrap in foil and put in a white plastic case, not metal. Metal gets very hot. I saw mezuzah burnt to a crisp, literally.
Wow.
Charcoal. A mezuzah was in a black metal case, and it was literally charcoal. I saw my own eyes.
What about the see-through plastic one?
See-through plastic one is not as good because the white reflects the. They also. It's supposed to sound like this. Sometimes these buildings, sometimes it is, and also rain and sign. Be careful that if it's exposed to rain, then you have to be very, very careful how to seal it. Some of this with the almost an unlucky sealed case where the rain condensation got in them.
Wow.
And it should be checked every 3.5 years. Medina the Gemara should be checked every 3.5 years. And don't think, well, you know, it's in a safe place, it's wrapped in plastic, you don't have to check it. Matthias Sibrook said, D.O. ink fades after a while. Sometimes it fades in 5 years, sometimes it fades in 50 years. Depends on the deal, depends on the cloth, depends on the weather conditions. You have to check every 3.5 years. Important. I had a friend of mine in England having big problems in his house. And I said, when's the last time you checked the scissors? Well, 4 or 5 years ago. I said, make sure you check the scissors. So you check them, you're talking about problems with them. So, by saying every 3.5 years, checking the scissors, you check with a person who's a mumcha in the field.
Bracha?
Bracha, you make a bracha. When you put a mezuzah, we say make a bracha. If you put up 10 mezuzahs, make one bracha and do them all at one time, but that'd be mafsik. And when you check mezuzah, we say, it depends. If you check it, take it down, look at it for a few minutes, put it back up again without pesach hadas, you don't make a bracha. However, if you do like most people do, they take it down, bring it to a magia, a person who checks. And they leave it there for example, in the morning. And they go and they're off the cold, so they don't have to go to work. They come back 4 or 5 hours later. In the meantime, they've completely forgotten about it. You know, they're constantly in their learning or they're working, whatever it is. You make a new bracha when you put it up. However, if you exchange mezuzah, take one down and put a new one up, then you do not make a new bracha. Okay? So if you...
How long can you have your mezuzahs done before you have them checked?
Lechatchila, you should try to do it the same day. You know, if you can get a gemach, it's even better. Put a mezuzah for a gemach. Whatever the necessity is, as I said, less, it's Mrs. Asai, and every minute that's down, so you're involved in Mrs. Asai. If you're doing it in order to check it, so you look, that's the mitzvah. However, if you can get a gemach from Mrs. up in the meantime, it's certainly preferable. So
how long at the answer could you keep it not up for?
How long could you not keep it up for a month or less?
No. I mean, first moving into a house, you're talking about. Let's say you got that. So happens in my town, there wouldn't be anybody who had necessarily trustworthy expertise to actually check, so it would have to be sent over.
Right, so then you have no choice. But you either have get a gemach in the meantime, or you're honest. That's Rahman Patre. People ask, are you allowed to live in the house? Yes, you're allowed to live in the house. You're allowed to have mezuzahs down. No, people think that's us.
So the guys go home. Listen, their parents don't have kosher mezuzahs up. Can they stay in the bedroom in the house?
Well, in the chutzah of a maila, because you only chayv after 30 days. Because when you're in the chutzah, you move into a house, the chiv only starts after 30 days. So if you're visiting your parents for less than 30 days, you have no problem. If you're visiting for more than 30 days, try getting a mat and put a mezuzah in the door.
So is it worth just buying a whole bunch of new mezuzahs right now and then just putting them up? I know that the kosher when I buy them, it's much easier than getting them checked in.
It's a financial question.
It's
checking costs $3, and buying new mezuzah could cost $40.
You can say 5 or 6 or 7 years.
What?
It's probably been a long time, but probably, you know, if they're still kosher, then chazak is very, very thin.
You have to check them. Have you checked every 3.5 years for whatever you think? No. So you have to check them. You have no one to check them.
My thought is that.
Question. That's a practical question. I don't want to take up the show with that. Probably afterwards. Okay. Any other questions, Boris? Okay.
Somebody put it on the outside of the door. The rough comes through. You got another.